Before we get started, I'd like to announce that tonight's technical difficulties on Number 2's part is brought to you in part by...
Radio. Butt hurters, how many times have you found things make your butt hurt because you're easily offended? Now, at last, somebody has done something about this condition. Butt hurters Friend is on the market. A scientifically blended preparation manufactured especially for crybaby's butts. When used daily, helps prevent bleeding, leakage, burning, promotes healing, and in general keeps your butt in tip-top condition for hurting when it's needed.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up...
Hey, I'm Number 2.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan.
You gotta keep them separated.
So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me at track here, baby.
This is Blame the Russians for everything.
And this is Special Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, your disgruntled vets. Only on DV Radio, and at any moment, Chappie's gonna yell at me.
WDVR!
Oh, and he beat him to it. So you I'm Nevermore, and as you heard, we have Number 2, and I think Chappie's here somewhere.
Hi, I have a purring kitty.
Purring kitty, that's what she said.
Hey, we don't need to know what you and Al are doing right now.
Oh, goodness.
So today, we,
totally fucked up my show because, you know, skipped What Are We Drinking?
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'll go into the kitties later.
No, I don't even want to do that part of the show now.
No, I do.
I'm offended. I don't want to.
Oh, my God. I hate all of you.
You're in the Disgruntled Nations. What are you drinking?
Well, what are you drinking, Number 2?
Oh, no, we're good now. I'm not doing it. Fatality. I started out with a screwdriver, and then now I have a vodka and Pepsi. And then after this, I'm going to try a bottle that Dan sent. I'm going to open that one.
Your Wi-Fi is sucking.
What?
Your Wi-Fi is sucking. You came in broken and stupid.
Should I try it again?
Yeah, I would say you're drinking again.
So right now I'm drinking a vodka in Pepsi. I had a vodka in OJ, a screwdriver, if you will, prior to that. And in a little bit, I will be having a bottle of classic bourbon from one of the fans who sent me. So I'm very excited to test that.
Andy. Number 2, say the bourbon part again.
A bottle of bourbon that a fan sent us, so I'm very excited to test that out.
All right. Poor Bo is going to have a little bit of editing to do right there, but anyway, Chappie, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Jack and Coke. Nothing fancy today. Kind of running low on alcohol.
Oh my goodness. That is an emergency.
Yeah. Al had a mimosa yesterday.
Oh, so good.
And I had coffee and Jack. I have me and Moo kind of killed a lot of Jack, so I have a little bit more to finish.
See, I'm not all right with mimosas, and people are like, oh, you can't have a mimosa, it's after 12 o'clock. And I think, no, you can always have a mimosa.
Oh, Al was having a mimosa, I think we woke up at 10, and then she drank them all day. Until she ran out of... What goes in mimosa?
Champagne.
Mm-hmm. Champagne.
But see, here's my thing. I don't think I think for my level of drinking, champagne doesn't do it enough for me, so I need, vodka in it if I'm going to be, trying to, nurse that hangover.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a bachelor party in New York City. Awesome, by the way. And I woke up the next morning with a slight hangover, and I knew it was going to get worse. So I walked over to the bottle of Tito's that I brought for the groom, and I just kept ripping shots of it, and that's all I needed. I was good the rest of the day. I had to pregame for brunch where we had a bottomless mimosas, so...
Nobody asked Nevermore what she was drinking.
I was getting to that.
Uh-huh.
Nevermore, what are you drinking?
I'm not telling now. No, I'm kidding. It's Four Roses Small Batch.
I've never had Four Roses.
It would be bourbon, I believe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't buy it. I just drink it.
There's just a level of, like, the name Four Roses that just doesn't do it. If you can't sell me by the name, I'm not buying it.
For the price, it's actually not bad. It's kind of stout, but yeah. Okay, so here is where we're going to put Chappie on the spot, you know, and put his name to use for once. We have posted about Sergeant Hernandez a lot in the past, and we've even mentioned it on the show. But I'm going to have Chappie here give him a little extra prayer, so he's going home and hopefully peace and quiet, and I don't want to talk about the rest, but Chappie, it's on you.
Well, that was out of nowhere. Thanks for the, warning. But, all right, so if you don't know who he is, he's a veteran that's gone through a lot, and he's on his way home to Valhalla, as some would say. But I would like to do a little prayer for him and his family. So, if you're at home and you practice, bow your head. Dear Lord, as a veteran community, we stand strong together. We pick up the weak and carry them home. On their way home, let them feel no pain. Let the light that you give them bring them home. Lord, I pray for Lee that his journey will be peaceful, that his life will bring inspiration, not only to the veteran community, not only to his family, but to everyone that goes through hard times. We all may go through darkness, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Lord, let his family think of only the good times. Let them know that he was a good man. And in that we pray in your name. Amen.
I like seeing Lee's pictures on Facebook. Always kind of, every time I see his face, like, just kind of like makes me smile. Like, he's been through some shit.
Well, I want to remind the nation that we pre-record, so as of right now, the latest update was he was going to leave the hospital and to go home to be in peace. But he's one hell of a fighter, so it may turn around, we don't know. But right as of right now, they're posting in the group not to disturb the family and such, that they just want to focus on Lee. So if you're curious about it, you can look up Team Lee, Team Lee, American Hero, and I think that's the right. Chappie's prayer got to me a little bit, sorry. You can look that up or message the page and we'll get you the right info if I've completely screwed that up. And they just ask no private messages and stuff.
Well, on a brighter note, I think my house is haunted. So, like, in the middle of my prayer, there was just, like, this really weird noise that just happened. And I'm kind of nervous that there's ghosts in my house, because, like, I'm known for having ghosts house.
You're known for having ghosts, dude. Like, there's... the times I've slept over your house, like, there's some weird shit that happened.
Every time. And it was even worse when I lived in the house where my mom died. Oh my god, that was bad.
Yeah, there's either some creepy shit or she was fucking with you.
Oh, I think my mom was definitely fucking with me.
I mean, that if I die before you, you know, I'll just be hanging around fucking with you for a while too.
Oh, man, I'm going to haunt the shit out of you.
That's why I said that first.
Okay. That was supposed to be funny and went dark kind of quick.
I mean, it is funny for me and Chappy.
I think it's hilarious. Oh, my God. Can I tell you a story about this, though?
Sure. We like Chappy stories.
You're going to do it anyway, so. All
right. So there is this one time where, So my aunt, like, she was starting to hear some, like, really freaky shit, like, in the house. So what I did was, right before I went out, I opened all the doors and all, like, the cabinet doors and everything and just left the house. And when my aunt came home, she freaked the fuck out.
You're mean.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta do that and, like, turn all the plates upside down and, like just use some creepy shit.
She thought, like, her house was haunted for, like, a couple of months.
It was haunted for a couple of years because you lived there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Y'all are horrible to each other.
After you left, she was like, damn, this house is so quiet and peaceful.
That's why she moved to Florida.
She moved to Florida?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Did not know that.
I just found out, too.
Alright, well, I don't feel bad, then. I was gonna take it personal, but I guess I'll leave it at that. I'm happy. I'm good.
So.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Alright, so, one of the things, I don't know if you guys follow the Facebook page, but if you do, and haven't been seeing us a lot in your newsfeed, it's because Facebook has done a new algorithm, and they've totally fucked up the Facebook world, and it's hurting a lot of veteran pages.
It's called the Green Weenie of Facebook updates.
Yeah, this is like if the army took over Facebook.
Well, that's nice.
Not wrong, either.
Yeah, but, like, one of the things that I was thinking about, because I made a post today trying to look for a ride for a veteran to get to the VA, I was like, you know, there's a lot of Facebook pages that do a lot of good, and how much is this going to hurt that? You know, not just the veteran community, but, you know, I'm sure that there's, you know, there's suicide, you know, you name it kind of communities out there that rely on Facebook for helping people, and these, they're trying to kill the page reaches, you know, how much is that going to hurt what was so amazing about Facebook and how much they've done to help communities? Now they're kind of tearing them down.
Well, because they weren't making the money.
Oh, but, you know, I thought Mark Zuckerberg was all about helping people, especially since he doesn't want to share fake news anymore.
Nah, or is he just... It's all about him.
It's insane. It's like, I'm being a bitch because I'm a Facebook owner, but I think it's insane because, like, we've helped so many people through Facebook. And we've dedicated, you know, hours upon hours of working on this site. It's like, do you want me to just move social media? It's like, trust me, I think we can. It'll be painful, but we can do it.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Yes, or go on our website, disgruntledvets.net.
Shameless plug.
Also on our YouTube, where we're coming out with new videos weekly.
And Pornhub.
where you'll find number two
weekly
on his gay adventures.
That's right.
Weekly. Oh my goodness. Yeah, Facebook has been kind of challenging. It's been, but I'm telling you what, these little pages are taking off though. I don't know if this fuck up or this new algorithm is doing it on purpose or on accident, but if you're a small page, you should really be posting the shit out of some stuff, because I would take advantage of it right now.
Like PTS Dow.
3,000 likes in a week, man.
That's like on a good week for us. Now we're lucky if we get 1,000 new likes.
Yeah, exactly. But I looked and I was like, we've doubled in size in a week. How?
You know, I guess there is a way we can combat some of this stuff. If you do, and I don't want to kind of sell out by saying this, but like, if you do like our page and support our page and support the mission, you know, tell your friends if you know other vets, you know, let them know. I've actually had someone, where I go to school who doesn't know that I own this page with Chappie. I had them say, dude, check out this page. And it was disgruntled vets. And he's like, yo, this page is awesome. I fucking follow these guys all the time. They're hilarious. And it was just like, oh, thanks, man. I'll be sure to go and like that page. But like, it does help. Like, if you got friends or whatever that don't know about the page, let them know. If you like what we do, like, it'll help us out a lot in the end too. Help out the community, so.
Yeah, because I would like to think that we're not just like every other Facebook page where we post memes and shit. We actually try and do things for the community and go above and beyond what other Facebook pages do.
Not just trying to crowdfund to make a movie or all these other shameless plugs. I'm just stabbing other pages now. Fuck!
Well, on a serious note, though, I mean, just today we posted looking for a ride for a vet, and we're getting tremendous response. So it's not just about memes and whatever dumb shit we happen to think of that day. We actually do quite a bit, and I don't know. Facebook's done pissed me off.
That's how you know Nevermore's pissed off, and she goes, Facebook don't piss me off. You want to fuck them up?
I'm gonna go back home and drink some of my sweet tea.
I'm gonna drink some of my three roses and get mad.
It's four roses. And your accent is horrible. You will never pass for a southerner. Even number two did better than you.
That's why I'm moving to the south.
We're gonna make fun of you. You're gonna be one of those damn Yankees. It's not just a Yankee, it's a damn Yankee. You came down and never went back.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a Yankee anymore. I live in Colorado.
You're a hipster then.
I was forced to go to Colorado because of the Army.
Oh, don't blame the Army for that. That's your fault. I think you set that up.
It was actually funny. I went to the bar that I work at last night because one of my best friends, he's in the State Police Academy and bartends on the side. And
well, that sounds like a good combo.
Yeah, it's definitely a conflict of interest, but, you know, we keep that hush-hush. But I was talking to these dudes, and they had a southern accent, and I was like, where are you guys from? They go, oh, Texas. So I started talking to them, and I'm really good at accents. Like, after a while, I just start to pick them up, and so after a while, the guy goes, are you from the south? I said, no, born and raised in Jersey. And he's like, oh, shit. He's like, you sound like you're from the south. You moved up here. So if I go down to the south, I'll be good to go. Nevermore, you won't even be able to know.
No, because the more you talk to me, the worse your southern accent's getting, so I believe it. And my dog chooses to eat right now.
Nom, 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 nom.
Don't worry, I mute myself now when I vape.
Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom, nom, nom.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn, I fucked up again.
Did you do the opposite of muting yourself?
I unmuted when you started vaping. Good job.
Yes, we have Owl. What's up, girl?
She can't hear you. I have headphones in.
We can hear her. Tell her, shut up.
They said they like you a lot.
Uh-huh.
And to please be quiet.
What? What? I'll be taking this.
All right. No, wait. Can I have some wine, too?
That's how Chappie doesn't get drunk anymore. He doesn't get laid anymore.
Number two, thanks, number two. You just caused that, number two. Thanks. Yep, this show is actually going to air on Valentine's Day, and you may have just ruined his Valentine's booty. Good job.
Listen, hey, if I'm not getting laid, neither is he.
That's right, folks. For number two, we are still trying to find that Air Force officer for him.
Yeah.
Right, that's all I want, man. Nice Air Force chick. Nice pilot.
Must provide BAH.
Yeah, oh no, BAH, she's definitely got to provide the BAH.
I'm telling you, you should just go to the ROTC class, find some seniors that are going to commission soon, and just marry them.
No, I tried that, but a lot of them are just cunts.
I'm sorry. He just loves that word and just blurts it out at random on a show. Not a problem.
It's just a big word.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my friends, she has a mug that says, work.
Well, see, that's why I miss the Aussies, because, you know, they say that word. It's a normal word for them. And every time they say it, I'm just like, over here, you would get your face slapped.
That's it. I say it all the time, and people yell at me. They're like, you can't say that. I'm like, what did I say? They said, come. I'm like, all right. What do you want me to do about it?
My bad.
I already said it. It's out there. Like, get over it.
All right. So a little backtrack. I know we're talking about whatever, but
it's even worse when he
you know
says it.
Yeah, I don't like that word at all. I don't say it. But you know, like how we're trying to get the guy a ride to the VA. Well, this just kind of shows how powerful social media is. We just got him a ride to the VA, so that's like real time. We posted that maybe 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago, and we already got him a ride. I don't know. That makes me happy.
That does make me happy. Because in a world full of cops, it's so nice to have good people around.
Why does that sound like it needs to be like the start to a superhero story? In a world full of cops, you have disgruntled man. Dun, dun, dun.
I was just about to say.
Oh my God, we should make this into a movie. Maybe we should crowdfund it for it.
Twice. I was about to say, in a world full of cunts, you get disgruntled discussions powered by WDVR.
Yeah, but you got to do the superhero, whoever's doing the hosting of it. You know, they always have that.
In a world
full of cunts,
critics are calling it
disgruntled discussions powered by WDVR.
They are coming soon.
I said superhero, not sex chat.
what should I think? You know what they had that one movie where it was you know, we won't mention the name, but we should be like the dysfunctional disgruntled vet.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Range 15.
That movie's so bad that it's bad.
We should come up with a movie with DV.
I don't think I want to see that much screenplay of DV sex. It's just not I can only take so much of seeing his face.
I want to make him the superstar.
I love him, but he just doesn't have a face that you want to love.
And this, folks, is our last episode of Disgruntled Discussions, because number two just got us fired.
Sorry.
I think, you know what it should be? I think it should be the powers of number two, Chappie, and DV6 combined. And then it makes like a big super, you know, crippled superstar hero.
Are we going for funny or homo?
I'm trying to hold it back! It's getting worse!
This calls for a team beam, and fast! Let our powers combine!
Number two, Chappie, DV6 combined.
By your powers combined, I am crippled man.
/ retarded.
It's just gonna be some broken old blind motherfucker walking around. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a grumpy-ass old vet.
That's DV6 in a nutshell.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
You fucking cunts.
Hey, you cunts, get off my lawn.
And this is what happens when you decide that you're going to do a shorter show with no plans whatsoever. And if you
zero
think this
plans
is squirrely, you should hear the pre-shows. I'm going to start recording those and passing them off as our show.
The pre-shows are so good. Like, I laugh harder on a pre-show than I do in the actual show.
Also, after shows are pretty good. Or, like, the in-between show when we're, like, just talking to ourselves.
Honestly, dude, when you and I sit there and just drink and go on Skype, that's hilarious.
We should make like an after-hours show.
As long as it's before 2. Nothing good happens after 2.
That is true.
Yeah, I stole that from a hit series on I don't know what channel they're on, but I saw it from a old hit series, and I live and die by that. Nothing good happens after two.
So while we're talking about cunts and whatnot being so professional.
It's just like all the girls I dated. Nothing good happens after number two.
But anyway, so we got a complaint today on the page that says they think the admins of the page should conduct themselves in a more professional manner. Maybe make the snowflake jokes on your personal account. I'm sitting there going, if number two and Chappie wanted to censor me that bad, they wouldn't even allow me on the page. You, sir.
Where is this? I need to respond.
It's under that stupid post I made about poking the alien egg with a stick.
How do they want us to act? I'm not even wearing pants right now.
And then I made a joke. I made a joke on the thread, and I said, but it'll be my luck. The snowflakes will I can't talk for shit. The snowflakes will show up and protest this egg's protection, so I can't poke it with a stick. And he said that I needed to be more professional. And I'm sitting there going, but it's true. They would protest hashtag alien egg rights.
It's disgruntled vets. Even when all of us were in the military, we weren't even professional.
But I just made a snowflake joke. That's not unprofessional.
You're a basic vet.
You're an asshole.
I am. I absolutely am.
You're a basic white chick, though.
Fucking A, right?
Use some screwdrivers, some pocket cranberry, I'm good to go.
I mean, I'm surprised you're not wearing jeggings and UGG boots.
Well, I'll tell you, if Uggs came out with a combat boot, I will be the first motherfucker to buy them.
Basic white girl.
Listen, they would be the most comfortable fucking boots ever. You know I'm right, too.
Meanwhile, you know Chappie's, like, looking for that post so he can go tear this asshole a new one, right?
Yeah, that's why he's been quiet for so long. All of a sudden, we're not going to hear anything for a half an hour. You're just going to hear him pounding on the keyboard talking shit.
So, this would happen all the time when myself and number two used to live together. Like, I wouldn't talk, like, because he only lived, like, two doors down. And usually we always yell it back and forth, and then he would just hear, like, pounding on the keyboard, and he's like, who are you getting mad at now, Chappie?
It'd be like the stupidest person, too. It'd be like, oh, this person that we were in the same kindergarten class, I haven't talked to them in, like, 12 years, but I still follow them on Facebook. Like, no, dude, like, don't waste your time. Finish your beer and stop eating a ton.
I don't know. I like firing people up because it's fun when they get really dumb.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, we are going to take our one and only break. I don't even know if there's going to be music, so I'm not going to announce any. Sorry about that, kids, but it's only going to be about an hour today, so we will be right back after these squirrely ass messages.
Thank God, I got to piss.
All right, we got to stop saying the C word.
Let's get it on.
We got some food ready made for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah, ah.
Radio.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, Disgruntled Vets, powered by DV Radio and
WDVR.
Yay! As you hear, I'm Nevermore, and I'm still with number two and Chappie. And remember how we were talking about the pre-shows or the shows on break are way more entertaining than this show?
Oh, can I fill them in?
Yeah, so let them tell you what happened while we were on break.
Well,
I'll say my part. I was explaining to them that I pleased myself in a port-a-john, port-a-potty, if you will, numerous times. And Chappie goes, well, that's fine. He's like, I've done that all the time. I said, yeah, that's fine, man.
You're breaking up.
What?
Say whatever you were just saying again.
I don't want to say it again.
Say it as if you were on the radio, like military radio, like short, sweet, because you don't get very long with your words until you start breaking up.
I was talking about how many times I masturbated in a port-a-john, and Chappie goes, oh, that's not a lot, Brake. And then I said, no, that's how many times I've masturbated in a port-a-john, Brake. In the United States. Over.
I'm sitting here going, what the fuck? Over. But so that led to another problem. I left them unsupervised for 5 minutes, people. This only happened in 5 minutes.
So, this is where I thought it'd be a great idea to pull the nation. How many times, or when deployed, how many times could you please yourself? So as of right now, the poll has been up for 6 minutes, and we were at 25% 1 to 5, and 74% are 5 or more. And we have 77 votes. It's only been up for 6 minutes. So I'll keep you updated with the polls throughout the night, but yeah, that's as of right now, which is hilarious. I love the nation.
No pun intended.
It might be it might be the alcohol talking right now. But I'm sitting back.
You're breaking up.
Number two, you need to speak as if you're on the radio.
I'm sitting back reevaluating my life in this radio show, Brake. And I'm realizing, Brake, that this will be the break, the show that we break the internet, break, and get canceled. Over.
Well, I think we broke number two while we were in this process. Man, this is crazy. This poll's like blowing up. No pun intended again.
You, this is me. You, this is Chappie. This poll is going absolutely insane. Over.
Me, this is you. That's a good copy. Over.
There's already 100 votes, man. And I'm telling
never,
you people...
Nevermore. Did you ever have to talk on the radio?
Yes.
Well, we should have a show where it's just like as if we were going to talk on the radio.
Over.
I didn't mean to say over
like on the radio. I meant to say the show is over.
No, you didn't. You know, these poor people are going to be sitting there, because this is going to air on Valentine's Day. They're going to be sitting there with their Valentine and be like, hey, check out this really great show. And this whole show, they've been, oh my gosh, honey, I'm so sorry. I will never make you listen to that again. And you know how many breakups we're going to cause on Valentine's Day?
Good, you can be single like me. Oh, I made myself sad.
Somebody. Number two, this is Chappie.
Chappie, this is number two, isn't it?
I have faith that you'll find a girl, just not within the next 5 years, over.
Roger that. That'll be 9 years, over.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. Hell copy.
That's a good copy, over. Actually, speaking of people that know how to do radio talk really well, my housemate, who's been on the page every now and then, Brake, Berserk, he is a phenomenal radio man. Because he communicates all the time via radios, to pilots and everything like that. He was just in, I want to bring this up, he was just in Philadelphia this past weekend, I guess 2 weeks ago now. This weekend, I guess. He did he was coordinating the ground control for the flyover for the Philadelphia Eagles. And now you guys say, oh, that's so cool!
Oh, I don't like the Eagles. But I don't like the Patriots either. But that's awesome.
Yeah, he was there with the radios calling the Every time I tell the story, I always say airstrike, but they didn't.
Break.
They did not airstrike Philadelphia. It may look like it now, but they did not airstrike Philadelphia. But they did the flyover, and it was so cool. Like, seeing the video, like, seeing them fall. They were on top of a skyscraper calling it in.
Alright, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was weird.
I want to be a JTAC that just calls in, like, flyovers for, like, games.
Yeah, he was like, as soon as the opportunity came up, he was like, fuck yeah, I gotta do this. Like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing, you know? I mean, not unless you're in combat, but how many times does the Afghan or Coronados ever?
Well, here's a question. What's the coolest thing you've done in the military that isn't, like, deployment military cool, but, like, cool as in the sense of, like...
Masturbated in a port-a-john.
I hate you.
Alright, now, the coolest thing that I've done in the military, like, deployed or not deployed?
Not deployed. Like, something that you could tell someone that's a civilian and be like, wow, that's fucking cool.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna pass it Nevermore until I can think of it.
Oh, good grief. Y'all, 20 years, man. Fuck. I think the coolest thing I ever got to do, just because I was in the military, was I got to guard the Mardi Gras floats. And I know that's not, like, a huge deal, but I thought it was pretty awesome getting to see all that
you
shit.
You were guarding Mardi Gras floats. You were flashing your tits out.
Okay, cool. Good thing this was like several days before the parade actually started, you know, when they start getting them ready in the warehouses and stuff. Thanks, number two. Appreciate it. Oh, good grief. It's always got to go wrong. It's always got to go wrong.
Chappie, you know me better than me. What cool things have I done in the civilian world? I don't do a lot.
I don't know, man. I'm sure we've done some cool things. I just can't remember. Like, we've got the flying helicopters.
Yeah, everyone's done that.
I don't know, man.
This is a horrible question.
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst part is? Like, I'm thinking about all the cool things that I used to do, and I'm like, everything I did was in military college, not in the Army.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've done any cool shit, like, in the States while with the Army.
Well, we both boycotted Obama coming to our FOB.
Well, I don't think it was just because he was at our FOB. I think it was just because they told us we couldn't go there with our weapon. And we said, this is the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. Why would I go anywhere without my weapon in Afghanistan?
Yeah, that was a big reason why I didn't go.
I don't really give a shit. I just kind of boycotted because I couldn't have my weapon, and that was just weird. Yeah, I gotta say,
it's not that easy, is it?
I gotta reenlist, man. I haven't done any cool shit.
Like, I haven't done... This one thing I did wasn't really cool, but it was kind of sad, but it's something that I'll remember forever. Is I played the taps for, so yeah, have you seen the Lone Survivor?
Yeah.
So you know that one part where the helicopter full of like their teammates gets shot down?
You mean the 31 SFs that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a, Army Ranger on that helicopter. And he was from New Jersey, and I played his taps.
Okay. No, that's honorable. And I like that.
That was pretty intense. But besides that, I can't really think of anything that was like, wow, cool.
I think one of the most intense things, I went to, because if you've been listening for a while, you know I go to a school in New Jersey. Our school has one Medal of Honor recipient, who attended my same college, and he came to, we have an annual veteran appreciation dinner, and he came to speak at it. And that same night, I won this gorgeous, gorgeous illustration, a drawing, hand-drawn drawing of to commemorate the Vietnam War, and signed by the for the artist and everything. And he ended up, I ended up seeing this as the Medal of Honor recipient was leaving. I ended up running into him after I was taking a piss, and I was holding the painting. And I said, "Hey, sir," I said, "you know, I love this painting." I said, "Yeah, I just want to," I said, "I'd be honored if you signed it." So I got his signature on my painting. That's probably the coolest thing like that I've had. So just have like an alumni of my college that's also a Medal of Honor recipient from Vietnam, kind of illustration honoring Vietnam. I think that's
yeah, that's absolutely amazing. I did a lot of shit at my military college. Like, I played for Donald Trump before he was president. I played for the Queen of England. I played taps on the pitcher's mound at Philly. I guess no one cares.
No, I was muted because I was fucking around. That is pretty cool.
No, but on a serious note, I think more cool shit happens after you get out and you get out into the world and just things happen. And I've noticed a lot more things happen now that I've joined Disgruntled because, you know, there's the connections and stuff, but it's just a lot more shit goes on now than when I was in.
Oh, absolutely. I think now that I'm about to be out of the military, I've gotten more connections, more cool things that have happened. Like, the people I've met, the networking that I've done, all these different things that have popped in my life. Like, I've done presentations on veteran suicide awareness, suicide prevention. I've done all these different presentations, met these cool people. I had a meeting in Washington, D.C. with one of the largest student veteran organizations in the entire United States. I had a private conference with them, just going over veteran issues and things like that. Like, definitely, like, use your veteran background. Like, I know a lot of guys, like, I'm going to go on a soapbox real fast. A lot of guys go out, like, get out of the military, and they're like, fuck this, I don't want anything to do with it. I had a bullshit-ass platoon sergeant. Use it. Use your veteran card, and just embrace the background that you have, because you will open up so many cool and extreme opportunities that will bring you so far.
But in the same sense, like, when you mean use, you don't mean like, hey.
I don't mean abuse it, but don't be ashamed to say you're a veteran because maybe you didn't have the best military background. Like, I'll put it this way. I'm applying to a lot of different jobs right now, and I was talking to a very close friend of mine, Chappie, you know him from the veteran department here. He's a Purple Heart recipient, and he was a sniper in Iraq, and he was, obviously injured to get the heart. And he says, when I was applying, he goes, hey, listen, there's these kids that put their, on their resumes, their fraternities and their whatever bullshit they do and, you know, fucking around in college. And they get jobs just because the dude hiring them was in the same fraternity. Put your veteran, you know, be proud of being a veteran. Put it out there on your applications. Put it out there on your resumes. Like, go out and link up with hiring managers that are also veterans, because that will get you a job. Like, that's what I mean. Like, that, like, this is our fraternity. So put it on your resume and be proud of it. Don't sit here and be like, oh, you know what? You know, for 8 years of my life, or 3 years of my life, 2 years of my life, however long the contract was, I was treated like a piece of shit, and now I'm salty about it. You can be salty all you want, but it doesn't take away the fact that you're still a veteran.
Yeah, and join the veteran community. You will meet a lot of amazing people. I can't even begin to list all the people we've met.
Yeah, I think that's like one of my favorite parts about being part of Disgruntled is, you know, I've met people that I don't think I would have ever met, like meeting Zach from U.S. Veteran Woodworks, meeting Kelly from, I don't even know what Kelly does. Kelly does a little bit of everything. Meeting DV6, meeting you know, the thousands of other people that we talk to, like from the Aussies to helping out people from Operation Zero.
Objective Zero,
yeah. And then like Corey from Till Valhalla, like,
right.
These people
he
are
just shaved his beard, by the way.
Oh, what a shame.
He looks younger than me now. It's very, very scary.
Oh, but actually, it's talking about Till Valhalla. They're doing a new subscription. I know he was talking about it on our show, but the last time I talked to him, they've already got like 94 veterans, or 94 people signed up to his subscription plan. So you get to find out who you're helping, where your money's going towards. It's pretty awesome. Just don't forget to go check out Till Valhalla.
It's worth it.
But like meeting all these people with like huge hearts or their determination, usually it's like what I've noticed with the veteran community is, yeah, we're all here to try and make a buck, but at the same time, we're not afraid to give back.
Right.
Where, you know, talking about like fraternities, it's like, well, how many of those stigma, I don't know, beta Zs or whatever the fuck they're called, you know, how much do they actually give back? And who are they giving back to? Are they just giving back to their fraternity? Bunch of drunk college students?
On a side note, there are a lot that do a lot of good. I've worked with a couple that have been very dedicated to helping out. But there's also that.
We lost you.
I told you, number two, you got to talk in radio talk tonight. Your internet sucks.
Great. No, I agree with you, dude. I think there's embrace your veteran background. Great. One of the things that that I kind of picked up, I meet a lot of guys that don't want, like, that are they kind of have like guilt, like they got out and they're like, well, you know, I wasn't one of those Navy SEAL door kicker, you know, one of these guys. And I said, yeah, stop comparing yourself to them, because that's the life they chose. You chose your life. Embrace who you are. Embrace your veteran background, because in the end of it, we're all still vets.
Uh-oh. Did we lose somebody?
I think, did we lose Numbnut?
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Numbnut came back.
No, I think that's actually one of the things that I struggled a lot with, and why I went active duty, was to think, you know, just because I only had one deployment and I saw so many guys with like 2, 3 with Purple Hearts, I felt like I needed to give more. But you can give just as much in a different way, being a veteran and running your own company and, you know, helping the guys that get out make that positive transition. And there's a lot more that you can give back without still being in.
Right.
And say, you know, there's a lot of bad paper that's out there. And, you know, I know, I'm sure they feel, you know, like they didn't give enough, especially since they were, you know, kicked out under terms I'm sure they didn't want. And there's a lot of them that didn't deserve to get kicked out, and now there's a chance for them to give back to a community that does care about them, because we all did serve.
Right. It goes a long way. It goes a real long way. Like, for me, I was struggling, kind of Chappy, same thing as you, where I wasn't active duty. Fortunate enough, I got my deployment to Afghanistan, and I always was like, you know what? I need to do X, Y, and Z to prove myself, or I need to go and be this rough, tough, maybe try to compete to go to special forces. You know, Chappie, I talked to you, that was my mindset at one point. And, just at this last student veteran conference, I met some of these hard chargers, these SF dudes, and they said, after they found out that I co-owned Disgruntled Vets, it was weird that they were like, oh, I love your content. I look up to you guys. You guys are an inspiration, this and that. And it was like, it was almost awakening for me to be like, yeah, I didn't, you know, kick in doors and I don't have, you know, this amazing military resume of being a badass. But Chappie and, you know, the rest of our team, we're badasses within the veteran community, helping out and doing all these different things. And that's really what changed my mindset and kind of solidified my mindset that you don't need to be the rough, tough dude. You can be, you know, a cook in the fucking Army National Guard and still be a badass and change lives and influence lives to do better. I think,
yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that I picked up lately.
It's funny you say, you know, a cook in the guard because, oh shoot, Bo, you can take this out if you don't want it in here. Bo was a cook in the reserves, I want to say.
Guard, you asshole.
And that guy has given more to the veteran community, has put up more of his time to helping veterans, to helping a veteran company grow, and has probably done more than, you know, anyone could ask for.
Absolutely. That's, like, one of the things, like, and we're probably going to get some shit for it, but, like, when you're like, oh, you know, what do you know? You were just a poke. Like, no, every one of us brings a different thing to the table. Like, look at our team as it is right now. You know, we have representation from every branch, from several MOSs, and
we even have officers.
We have officers and everything. And every person brings a valuable part to the team.
We don't have any Coast Guard.
Not anymore. We have to fire them.
Yeah, we,
son of a bitch.
We've had son of a bitch is right. We've had you know representation from every branch, and you know, like Nevermore. She brings her experience. She's been out for about 20 years now, right?
Yeah. 20.
But
yeah, 20.
That doesn't change what she brings to the table. Like, everyone brings a certain thing. That's why I encourage everyone to reach out to the veteran community and offer whatever you can. If a guy needs a ride from the VA, fucking bring it. You know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, to the people that are listening to this, obviously, you guys are in the veteran community, or else you wouldn't be listening to a veteran podcast. But I guess the big question is, what are you doing to help the veteran community grow in a positive outlook rather than, you know, what a lot of civilians look at us as being begging for money? You know, let's say you are low on your money. There's still things you can do. You can... Objective Zero, for instance, it's a free app. You can join that and you can become an ambassador and help local veterans in your area by just talking to them. You could join a page. Fuck it, make your own page and help veterans that way. You know, let's say you want to help medics with small penises. You know, you can target that audience and help them overcome small penises.
even like one of the things that I do is anytime I see someone that that either screams veteran, like you can tell they are, or they have like a hat that says they are or whatever, I'll go up and I'll talk to them. If they're an old timer, you know, if they're a Vietnam vet, I always welcome them home. If it's a W-2 vet, you know, I always bring my, you know, I always go up and show my support. Anyone really, I always talk to, because you know, sometimes, like, we have this huge page and we have a huge reach, but sometimes it's these other guys, like, you just haven't seen Walmart, and you just have to say hi to them. That makes their day, you know? The other day, I bought a coffee for a non-vet, and he cursed me out. He's like, nah, fuck you, dude, you don't need to do that. And I was like, I know, but, bro, I got you, kind of thing, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, since I came back into the veteran community, because for a long time stayed away, long story, won't go there. Do you know how many homeless vets, as bad as I hate to see them, that I've fed this year or gotten coats for or sleeping bags or whatever they need? I mean, it's just, I know everybody can't do that, but there's always something you can do to help a vet that doesn't cost you anything but your time.
Well, yeah, because like if you talk to a lot of homeless veterans, they say, one of the biggest things that they miss most is just someone talking to them as if they were a human again. Not that they're homeless, but that they're a person. And the great thing about being a veteran is you have an instant in. You go up to him, you talk to him like, oh, hey, what branch are you, were you in? Fucking, if it's just a conversation of, you know, hey, fuck you, you're Air Force, I was Army. You know, I'm sure you'll, you know, you might piss them off a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're going to smile.
So, exactly. Like, there's a homeless vet that lives about a mile down the road, maybe 2 miles down the road from where I'm at right now. And I was walking back from the train station, and I saw him, and he asked, you know, hey, you know, everything.
Radio etiquette, man. Radio etiquette.
Break. This homeless vet, I sat down with him, and then I just started talking to him, and we connected. We had a great time. And then I took him break to the pizzeria, and I bought him a pie of pizza, and we sat down and we ate pizza together again. Just something small like that, like, it's so, so nice, break, to just be able to sit and talk to this vet. I feel like guys, like, you just sit, just hang out with a veteran, and just network with another veteran, just get the guys sober. It brings us right back to you. And, you know, maybe just run together, but at the end of the day, we'll sit there having a good time, sharing stories. That helps his story live on, that helps your story live on.
Sorry, folks, he is having internet problems.
Yes, he is. But it is Valentine's Day, and we are getting a little sappy and a little, you know, emotional. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Nevermore?
Well, see, that's one of the other great things that happened in the community. Nevermore is not single. Nevermore met somebody great in our community, so I'm actually gonna...
Yes, dog.
I don't think that's ever been announced, but it is now, huh?
Yes.
I'll even leave it in there. Fuck it. Valentine's surprise.
Nevermore and PTS dog sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I hate you right now.
And there goes 90% of our viewers because they found out that Nevermore is single. He's not single.
Wait, what? You're single. I'm not single.
I'm married.
Oh, I'm the lonely single guy drinking bourbon in my house alone.
I'm drinking wine with my wife in the other room because you pissed her off.
You're so married. You are so married.
Well, I was drinking it out of the bottle and she yelled at me and she poured me a glass.
Alright, folks.
That's about right.
We are done with this, or we're going to be on recording radio all night. So, any last words, and don't act like you're getting a Grammy Award.
I'd like to thank my mom and my dad. I'd like to take about 20 minutes to thank God for everything that he's done for me.
I hate you. Chappie?
Well, besides, you know, check us out on Facebook. Come listen to our weekly podcast. What do I want to say?
Find number two a girlfriend, what?
Yes, find number two a girlfriend. That's a huge thing that we want to do. I just want to thank my wife, because I know it's Valentine's Day, and she's always been a huge supporter of Disgruntled, and has even made her own page now, Unconventional Vet Spouse. And I just want to, you know, have everyone pray for Lee and, you know, wish him off well.
And with that, folks, we're going to call it a night because, you know, we like to do that emotional roller coaster. So say, say, I love you, number two.
I love you, number two. Oh.
Asshole.
Don't worry, that's the only person that's going to love you.
Hey, Alexa, tell me you love me.
I love you.
Yeah.
And what a way to end the show there, folks. Bye-bye.
DDDB Radio.